The Running Warehouse Ballarat Marathon is back in April with flatter and faster courses, more entertainment and an expanded expo. The half marathon is now sold out and the full marathon is almost 90% sold. So sign up today at ballaratmarathon.com.au to lock in your place on the start line. Welcome to episode number 6 of the Road to the Ballarat Marathon, powered by Federation University and, of course, Ballarat Marathon. We're back for another week of talking about Jason's training, and we also have a special guest who's going to join us from the very start here. But first, Jace, welcome to episode number 6. We're getting very much closer to race day.
Yes, thanks, Brady. It is getting really close, and I listened to Steve Mona from episode 1 saying how quickly, you know, the back end of this training will go, and it's true. It's like I do need a couple more weeks now.
So. Yeah, well, when you start doing the numbers, I'm like, yeah, it was 5 weeks last weekend, so kind of like 4.5 as we record, but a 2 week taper, you're just like, it's not a lot of long runs left. There's not a lot of workouts. It's like, that's why 2 weeks ago when I'm like, organize your shoes, get your kit organized, get your gels, like you have to be using them at this time of the block because this is the meat and veg, the big stuff.
You've done this before.
Yeah. I feel like I have made plenty of mistakes and hopefully people learned from them and hopefully people learn from you because we've got some great feedback about your training and relatability, I guess. But we're also joined by another person. Ryan Warne is on the Warn, have I got that right, Ryan?
You do have that one right. Yeah, worn out.
Shouldn't have second-guessed myself there. You're the senior lecturer in exercise science at Fed Uni. You're going to be running the half marathon in a few weeks' time. And also, you're a Patreon supporter of the Inside Running Podcast, which I've got to say a massive thank you for. We thanked you back on episode number, I did have it in my notes here, but I lost it, episode 314 from Mount Clear, Victoria. Your PB, I hope, is 2:45, which was at the Melbourne Marathon. May have also ran 35:44 at the Albert Park 10K and 76 minutes at last year's Geelong Half Marathon. Previously a track cyclist. This was what we read out. Ryan, is it still correct, all that stuff?
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, correct on all fronts there.
Which I don't know if that's good that it's correct because it was like, oh, what's that, 65 episodes ago. So no progress since then.
No progress since then. A lot of injuries, but not a lot of progress. But things are tracking all right now, back into training, back into the swing of things, and hopefully Ballarat will continue that upward trend.
And did I see that you ran 2:56 at Ballarat last year? Would that be you?
Yeah. I reckon I would go close to having the biggest positive split of the day. I came through, so I'd come off the back of a 70.3 triathlon in Geelong in March, I think it was, and then tried to cram a bit into Ballarat. I kind of overestimated my fitness and went out at 2:38 pace with a mate, Cam, and another mate, Ben. I went pear-shaped. So I had about 20K in, I was getting these cramps. And I was like, oh, I'll have this cramp gel. So I had these fixed nutrition gels. And I hadn't practiced, rookie error. And it's like pickle juice. So I had it straight to the back of the throat, immediate gag response, couldn't breathe, buckled over on the side of the road, vomiting everywhere. And, a couple of the local Ballarat runners, Bo and Cam Soden, came past having a good chuckle at me. And then I tried to get back into it and pushed a bit hard. So it all went pretty pear-shaped last year's Ballarat.
And did you just have Brian on your bib? Is that what the name was?
No, what did I have? I think I called myself, here it is, it's up on my wall, 205 pace group leader. Yeah, because they didn't check what you could have on your bib. So
I think they're checking this year.
Yeah. I was going to go as Elliot this year, see how that got through.
Yeah, I don't have Sydney Marathon like that. They want everything Elliot related to them in August this year. Hey, you worry me though. When you start bringing up the word triathlon, 3 minutes and 50 seconds into this episode, I've got some flack from one of my triathlete mates since 2 weeks ago. I do want to smooth things over and say there's a lot of different avenues when you talk to a marathon. There's some people at Ballarat who are controlling the social media. Different people control the big decisions at the event. We've got Jason in my corner over here who I've got absolutely no beef with, who I love talking training with. But I can anticipate there's a lot of listeners tuning into this episode going, shit, how's Brady going to speak about this when a couple of nights ago he was probably kind of addressing my disappointment in the Ballarat Marathon and social media team, I guess. Jace.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, there is an elephant in the room sitting with us as well. But I heard it at my desk. It's been a big week at work anyway. I heard it and was like, oh, no. Oh, no, what's happened here? And I actually shared that Steve's post as well. So promoting the podcast and shared the post. And then I was like, oh no, I hope I'm not offending him here. But like, and I think the marathon would be the same boat. I did get onto Adam and just said, mate, this has happened. And he's like, oh, we love Brady. Like Brady's been promoting this event for what, 12 months since he's done the PB. There's absolutely no way we're trying to make him look silly or take anything out of him. And the same with me. I was like, all I shared it for, and I can't speak for everyone, but I have fairly good authority that it was shared because of the effort of the run to do it and go, you know, 2:19 in a training run with a flag on. It was just like, yeah, I was like, wow. As a 3:30 runner, I was like, Jesus, I'll share that and promote the podcast at the same time. And that's what it was all about.